Listening section. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues and questions spoken in English. The dialogues and questions will be spoken two times. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. After you listen to a dialogue and the questions about it, read the five possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"Good evening, sir."
"Good evening. I want a table for two."
You will also hear, "What would the waitress say?" You will read in your test book, A. "Let's go in." B. "This is the bill, sir." C. "Oh yes, it's over there." D. "The entrance is this way." E. "Yes, sir, please come with me." The best answer to the questions is, "Yes, sir, please come with me." Therefore, you should choose answer E. Number 1.
"Hi, Zoe. I thought you were going to be late to school. Was the school bus delayed again?"
"Well, someone said there were lots of people on it, but I wouldn't know. I wasn't on it. I finally got my bike out this morning."
"Really? Well, you've said for ages you wanted to come to school on it."
"Hmm. But in the end, my dad had to drive me instead. When I tried to ride my bike, the brakes didn't work."
"Oh."
How did the girl get to school?
Number 1.
"Hi, Zoe. I thought you were going to be late to school. Was the school bus delayed again?"
"Well, someone said there were lots of people on it, but I wouldn't know. I wasn't on it. I finally got my bike out this morning."
"Really? Well, you've said for ages you wanted to come to school on it."
"Hmm. But in the end, my dad had to drive me instead. When I tried to ride my bike, the brakes didn't work."
"Oh."
How did the girl get to school?
Number 2.
"You've got some amazing music posters on your wall, Jamie. I really loved that one of the guitarist."
"Yeah, it's from a concert I went to with my older brother. And that one's of a drummer he likes. Not my choice, really, but it's okay."
"And who's the singer? I don't recognise him at all."
"Nor me. My sister gave me it. To be honest, I think I'll just keep that poster you like on the wall and take the other two down. I'm not so keen on them."
Which music poster does the boy prefer?
Number 2.
"You've got some amazing music posters on your wall, Jamie. I really loved that one of the guitarist."
"Yeah, it's from a concert I went to with my older brother. And that one's of a drummer he likes. Not my choice, really, but it's okay."
"And who's the singer? I don't recognise him at all."
"Nor me. My sister gave me it. To be honest, I think I'll just keep that poster you like on the wall and take the other two down. I'm not so keen on them."
Which music poster does the boy prefer?
Number 3.
I've got the cinema tickets. The film's at 2:30 this afternoon. What shall we do when it's finished? We could have a hot chocolate at the cafe.
That'd be nice, but I've got to get some information for my school project before I go home.
OK, I'll come and help you in the library if you want. I was going to return a CD to the music shop, but we could come back tomorrow to do that.
OK, we could go for a hot chocolate afterwards tomorrow.
Great!
Where will they go after the cinema?
Number 3.
I've got the cinema tickets. The film's at 2:30 this afternoon. What shall we do when it's finished? We could have a hot chocolate at the cafe.
That'd be nice, but I've got to get some information for my school project before I go home.
OK, I'll come and help you in the library if you want. I was going to return a CD to the music shop, but we could come back tomorrow to do that.
OK, we could go for a hot chocolate afterwards tomorrow.
Great!
Where will they go after the cinema?
Number 4.
Hi, Harry. It's Sam, with a message for you about tomorrow's trip. I've bought a new memory card for my camera, but I think you're taking yours, aren't you? So I'll leave mine at home. I'll be responsible for pens and paper instead. I know our teacher wants us to take notes inside the museum. And why don't you ask Max to bring the textbook we have to take? We only need one between us, and it's really heavy.
What will Sam take on the school museum trip tomorrow?
Number 4.
Hi, Harry. It's Sam, with a message for you about tomorrow's trip. I've bought a new memory card for my camera, but I think you're taking yours, aren't you? So I'll leave mine at home. I'll be responsible for pens and paper instead. I know our teacher wants us to take notes inside the museum. And why don't you ask Max to bring the textbook we have to take? We only need one between us, and it's really heavy.
What will Sam take on the school museum trip tomorrow?